This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.
What's the line for you where you start to have trouble with the story that's being told at the White House? Director Comey, people have said that it's close to him, have indicated that there seemed to be the president was trying to get him to lay off the Michael Flynn investigation. If that indeed turns out to be the facts, does that meet obstruction of justice for you?
Well, so let me tell you, and again, I don't know what's going to be said. I'm not on that particular committee, but certainly if I look back at the timing of this, and, you know, we know that Michael Flynn resigned on February 23rd that evening. I just remember that because I was on the next morning talking about it. And from what I understand, the meeting that we're talking about happened very shortly after that. It was a February meeting. And my particular thinking on that is, you know, I know how close General Flynn was through the campaign with Michael Flynn, a very good friend. And at some point you do say, he's resigned, he is stepping aside, let's let it be, let's not pile on, you see this a lot, he's gone. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised from what I've read that may have been the conversation. Michael Flynn has resigned, let's not pile on, let it just be gone. And if that was done a day or two after the resignation, well before some other things came to light, I think you've got to cut President Trump a lot of slack on that. And because of the timing, this wasn't a discussion that he had in May.
I understand that, but do you think it would have been it's not appropriate for somebody to, hey, stop investigating whether they broke any laws because we fired him. Is that appropriate?
That's different than saying, leave the guy alone. You know, we've seen all too many cases in New York State, especially, you know, I think half our leadership's gone to jail. But in many cases, that's when they stop it. It's like, all right, he's paid the price, he's resigned. And in this case, the resignation occurred, like I say, on February 23rd. It's my understanding the conversation may have been the 25th or even the 24th. And it wouldn't be uncommon for Donald Trump, President Trump, a very loyal individual to his friends, to say, isn't this enough? I don't believe he said, you shall do this. I think it would more have been, why don't we just let this go? And I think there is something there. It certainly doesn't, in my opinion, meet the threshold of obstruction of justice.
Congressman Chris Collins.
Chris Collins, Congressman, and Chuck Todd. And, of course, Todd, you could tell, was very disappointed that the congressman didn't want to bite the bait and say, oh, absolutely, you know, this is obstruction of justice. And, of course, there are people on the Hill that will make that kind of statement. And, you know, Chuck Todd kind of loves that kind of stuff. Instead of, hey, look, let's let due process run its course. Comey's going to be before Congress on before the Senate on tomorrow. And, you know, maybe we'll get down to the, you know, to the facts as best you can. And then how much becomes interpreted. And then, you know, let's, you know, ching up the cash register because the money's going to be flying out because it's going to get expensive just because, you know, somebody has to prove their point. It's like the Mueller deal. We're spending a lot of money on Mueller and, you know, we've had so much information and say there's no collusion, but you know, the real reason that they put Mueller into place is to kind of shut the Democrats and shut the progressives up for a little bit. Say, okay, we'll put somebody in there, you know, I mean, which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it. You know, what are we investigating here? And this should have been handled as it was, you know, by the Senate, by Congress. Let them deal with it. They have investigative teams and, you know, let them do it. Why a special prosecutor? So, you know, you talk about nothing burgers, you know, that Hillary likes, you know, there's nothing but a big nothing burger. This is a big nothing burger. You know, and that's why you hear Miss Claire in the background, where the beef, where the beef? You know, there's no beef here, you know, but hey, it's the way politics rolls. And in the absence of fact, as I keep saying, you know, opinion rules and there's plenty of people to opine and you get half of America out there thinking, okay, you know, Chuck Todd's right on, you know, get that guy out of here, get him impeached, you know, somehow on one hand, let's protect democracy. And the next hand, let's just blow it all up and start all over again. Why not? Good to have you along with us. We've got more conversation right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Hashtag BeMartinezLive. Let us know your thoughts and share it with all your friends and neighbors. Of course, a lot is being talked about with James Comey coming in front of the Senate investigation to lay it all out, tell the whole truth and nothing but. Supposedly, we're hearing now from the New York Times this morning, Comey told Sessions, Jeff Sessions, that would be, don't leave me alone with Trump. I mean, what do you mean, don't leave me alone with Trump? Like, what's the deal? I mean, you're like 6'8", 6'9". I mean, what's he going to do to you? I don't know. It's just kind of bizarre. And the left is loving all this stuff. Anytime they can bring stuff up like this, and I'm sure, you know, what James Comey must be thinking of, Scott, when, you know, he hears things and comments from the media like this, like, well, where do they, you know, where do they come up with this? I don't know. But hey, you gotta love it. It is the media. And we already know they're in the tank, so there's no need to say much more about it. But here's Representative Chaffetz on Comey's upcoming testimony.
Director James Comey was forced to hang up his cleats. Why is he going before the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Well, I wish he was coming before the House Oversight Committee. I did talk to him on the phone and traded some emails and whatnot.
Yeah.
There are two parts to this investigation. One should be the documents themselves, which nobody's seen, by the way. The New York Times writes a piece about these so-called
documents. Have you subpoenaed documents. Them?
We have asked for them and requested them. Now, what happened after we asked for that, suddenly there's a special counsel, and that's complicated.
Yeah.
So do you run the risk of impeding investigation by the special counsel, or do you go ahead and subpoena them? We've given them until, I believe, Thursday to reconsider and provide those documents again, and then we'll take it from there. But the second part is hearing from Director Comey himself. And
you say he's taking the easy way out. How so?
Well, he's taking a little bit of the path of least resistance. I just think he's going to get a much more friendlier set of questions coming from the Senate Intel, as opposed to, say, the Senate Judiciary Committee. I think Senator Grassley certainly be much more aggressive on him, as would Lindsey Graham and some others that are on the Judiciary Committee. Mike Leaf, for instance, I don't think would be very asking softball questions. I'd like to have him to come to the Oversight Committee. If he's going to go over to the Senate, he should also come over to the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I know. I don't disagree with you. I think he should be lawyered a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think on the Oversight Committee, it's 50-50 there. You have some good people on the committee who are really good at asking questions, and then others that just grandstand, and it drives me crazy. What are these senators on the Intelligence Committee going to get out of Comey that we haven't already seen? Are they going to get something substantive?
Well, if they don't have the documents, I don't I think they're going to have a very tough time holding his feet to the fire. I think
is he going to hide behind, well, there's an investigation going on, therefore I can't comment? Is he going to say that over and over
part
again?
Part of what Director Comey at least told me behind the scenes is, look, there's also a classified portion of this. It's kind of tiresome to continue to hear about, well, I can't talk about that in public.
Hey, you know what? His friends at the FBI had no problem leaking the content of those memoranda to the New York Times. So at some point, he's being a big, fat hypocrite when he hides behind the shield of classification and ongoing investigation.
Well, I think there's a question about where are these documents?
Yeah.
When I asked him privately, where are they, at the Department of Justice, or are they with you personally, he would not answer that question. So
he took them.
But they're federal records. And so
it doesn't matter. I mean, he didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton for that, so that's not a crime anymore, according to the precedent that he set.
Well, I've also asked him for documents, or when I say him, I should say the Department of Justice, for the documents. Did he make other notes related to Loretta Lynch?
Yeah, I would love to know about that conversation with Bill Clinton. Was he briefed on that conversation? What exactly did he tell her about his grandchildren, Big Fat Lie?
So if we're going to use all these documents, then let's get them for everything. Let's not just get them for justice.
Martha McCallum and Jason Chaffetz, of course, talking about Comey and the possibilities of things to ask the former director. Of course, by the way, President Trump yesterday said he intended to nominate former Assistant Attorney General Christopher Wray to be the next FBI director. Wray, currently a litigation partner of King & Spalding, would replace acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who took over when James Comey was fired by Trump in May. The other thing that is, boy, I'll tell you, raising a lot of warning signs here are the warning signs that London, the British officials, somehow missed ahead of the recent assault. Terrorists involved, this according to Fox News, involved in each of the three recent Islamist assaults on Britain were known to authorities prior to the attacks that claimed to combine 34 lives, but in each instance, British authorities failed to act in time to stop the fiendish plots. And this is a tough thing. I mean, can you imagine, because here in the United States, I'm sure, you know, our FBI, CIA, our intelligence community is on top of these things. I mean, we hear consistently there are open investigations in every state, over 1,000 investigations across this country to potential terrorist suspects. So, you know, what can you do in light of our Constitution, the rights to privacy? Where can you go? What is it? When do you need to move here? Now, we've been very fortunate, no doubt about it. And, you know, I think some of this stuff you can say is luck. And I think they would probably be the first to tell you, our officials would say some of it's luck. Some of it is a lot of hard work. But with all the potential out there, you know, when you're in a country of, 300 million plus people, how do you stay on top of this? I mean, you know, in and out of you know, the shadows, and you know, having rogue players come in, and you got to understand that with ISIS seem to be on their heels a bit overseas, there's going to be a little bit more reaction. I mean, don't think that they're not going to go down fighting, and there's going to be more of this, as we've discussed with several of our experts, including Ryan Morrow with the Clarion Project, a Shulman Fellow with him. He says that it's just a matter of time. I mean, we're maybe a year away. We're going to realize something is devastating, you know, like the Ariana Grande, you know, concert situation, because you get these lone wolves out there and they figure, okay, they're going to make a big name for themselves. And, you know, if they can knock out several thousand people and blow themselves up at the same time, you know, all the better, you know, for them and their cause, so to speak. And, of course, you know, this is what America is in line for, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no denying it. And some of these things that have occurred, all in the interest of globalism, you know, it's opened them up. It's made Britain vulnerable. And, of course, we'll see what happens. I don't think it's, you know, Theresa May is in much threat for her election that comes up tomorrow because of her stand. But meanwhile, there are some fixed endemic issues that they are dealing with right now that they've got to address, you know, when it comes to terror, and it comes to, you know, some of the precautionary things that they can do. And so for Donald Trump, you know, he says, hey, look, let's do a temporary travel ban. Let's make sure that we have the vetting process in place. and that all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Why not? I mean, we're talking about life and death here. We're talking about the things that we're seeing happening overseas coming here to the United States. Why would you not want to be precautious, especially when your job, number one job as president of the United States, is to protect the citizenry? Well, it is a controversy because that's what we love here in America. But, boy, what expense. I think we're running a dangerous, dangerous line here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. I do want to remind you that we are giving away the ultimate shack pack that includes the DVD. Also, these just awesome shack grow sticks, which is all kinds of fun. All you got to do, they're just so easy. Perfect for me, because all you got to do is just plant them, you know, and watch them grow and do all that good stuff. So it's really neat. And, hey, who knew you had a green thumb, right? They just make it so easy. Also, some music, too, inspired, you know, from the movie there. So, terrific. It's all waiting for you. All you got to do to get involved is just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That easy. Okay, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running for it. Include your address so we know where to send your winnings to. You know, I will say in advance, congratulations. Get those emails to me right away. We still have some more to give away and happy to do that. So the DVD and Blu-ray, the grow sticks, which are very, very cool, as I tell you, and the music. And don't forget that the DVD is available now at your stores, and you can go to shack.movie for more information, okay? Of course, since the president made the announcement of stepping away from the Paris Accord, of course, everybody's going crazy, Hollywood, and we're going to talk to James Hurston later on. Just, you know, Hollywood does what Hollywood does, you know, things like this, the things that they're passionate about, which sometimes are incongruous with other things that they're, you know, dispassionate about. And, you know, I don't know. It's, they're walking enigma, I guess. It remains a mystery. This is what makes them a celebrity, I guess. But everybody, you know, chewing on this whole situation of climate change, is it not? You know, it's a fact. You know, it's not even a scientific term. It's all been hijacked, as you can tell. I'm a bit skeptical. I'm open for it. Every time I try to talk to somebody, Scott, about it, you know, that acts like they know what they're talking about, you know, they'll come back and give you this innocuous. Remember that 97% of scientists, you know, it's a fact. You know, like the president of the Sierra Club, it's a fact. You know, 97% of the scientists. Well, you know, many of those scientists say, well, that wasn't the question. You know, and I didn't agree with that. And I resent that I'm being, you know, pulled into it. But what has happened is this whole climate change has been weaponized. And that's the problem. You see, when discussion doesn't, when you're not able to communicate, there's a kink in the communication. And that kink is that there's lots of deception. There's an agenda there that we don't know the facts, and but we kind of have the sense that we're being worked. I mean, if you think not, all you got to do is listen, if you can, with an objective ear, to Al Gore, and you go, well, how do we, this doesn't, you know, it doesn't quite make sense. And then, you know, he'll spout off, you know, some stats, and you think, okay, well, maybe there's there, and then you look into it a little bit further, and you go, well, there's a kind of hollow, not to mention the fact this whole climate change, if you remember when it first started, you know, they rigged the evidence to start off. So they started off, you know, on a false premise and messed themselves up by touting facts that were, you know, were fake facts. Okay. And so here we are today. But meanwhile, the greenies have been able, and I say the greenies with all due, I'm not trying to make fun of them, but I guess, you know, those that are on that side of the argument have been able to tap into the people's money, you know, into our treasury. And to me, I think it's irresponsible that politicians in the past have gone along. I mean, I'm in for checking stuff out. Okay, we'll do some due diligence. Let's do some research. But to spend the billions of dollars we've spent on climate change, and what do we have today? I mean, people are still dubious about it. And they're not convinced. And we've spent a lot of money chasing this windmill down. I mean, I really do feel like Don Quixote on behalf of the people here. I'm looking around for Sancho Pancho on his donkey, you know, behind me and going, what's going on here? I mean, you know, think about it. But what happened is they've weaponized the issue in such a way that, you know, if you're a professor and you don't agree with the climate change movement, well, you know, boop, that takes care of you. You're not part of the reindeer games. No cocktail parties for you. You know, no soup for you. You're out of here. And, you know, this is the way they play. And that's tough. You imagine what you've got writing. And, of course, if you are looking for research money, you better make sure that if you want those research dollars to be coming in, you better report your findings consistent with what they expect if you think you're going to get any more research money down the road. You know, it's that old famous, you know, business axiom that people will do that which they get rewarded for. See, right now we're rewarding scientists, which is, I feel for scientists right now because their profession has been hijacked by these weaponized ideologues. And they've done it at our expense. But quite interesting, you know, Scott was able to find this one out, and I think this is classic. The founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman himself, listen to what he says about the climate change hoax.
I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenney's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
I'm talking now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
well, I
though, is
we're
when
not,
you
because
see...
Because you
the...
wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy
well,
that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions say that 97% of climate scientists agree... Do you think they're making it up? What I don't understand is how you square that.
Well, that's a manipulated figure, and let me explain it to you. The government puts out about $2.5 billion directly for climate research every year. It only gives that money to scientists who will produce scientific results that support the global warming hypothesis of the Democrat Party of position. So they don't have any choice. If you're going to get the money, you got to support their position. Therefore, 97% of the scientific reports published support global warming. Why? Because those are the ones the government pays for, and that's where the money is. It's real simple. But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't make it true. That only makes it bought and paid for. The money goes in circles.
I'm not a scientist, so I'm not going to try to refute you
on
the facts.
Well, that's the truth.
So I'll simply say that the vast majority...
Please stand back from this issue and let the two sides be on the air. There are 31,000 scientists who have signed a petition that says it is not valid, that my position is correct. And we'll keep battling, and we will prevail in time.
Well, as John Coleman, a scientist, lays it out, he's rather professorial, don't you think, Scott? The way he laid it out there, you know, the CNN anchor, you know, he was back on his heels. And, of course, see, this is the innocuous thing. What does he do? I mean, this is the anchor of no, it's MSNBC, wasn't it? What's CNN? Okay. So, anyway, I mean, what does he do? He echoes back that stupid 97% figure. And John Coleman answered it, you know, perfectly, what it was all about, you know. And as we said, that look at these scientists that were involved, they go, that's not what I said. And it's already been proven that it's a rather, you know, fake statistic. And as Coleman, as a scientist, is, you know, gets it. And that is that scientists ask questions. You know, that's what it's all. They keep asking questions. And in this particular case, the questions, you know, the issue is not being handled in a scientific form. That's also why Coleman came back and said, look, we got, what, 30,000 scientists that have signed a petition? And, boy, that's pretty risky to have that many, because they know that when they do that, they're going against the tide. They're going to lose research dollars and, of course, not be invited to those special climate change scientific cocktail parties, as we've been talking about. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened,
and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Tell you, you know, Don't Tread on Me has got to be more than a bumper sticker or something you wear on your T-shirt. We need an activated citizenry to take their position of authority. Again, you're reminded in the Constitution very clearly it says a government of, for, and by we the people. That means they serve at our behest, not the other way around. And this is part of the tension that's taking place in America today, is I believe America, good patriots, are rising up and saying, no, it is unacceptable. Things need to change. And I'm telling you, I think we need to have a day, and I haven't decided which day it should be, but it's going to happen this month. We need to set a day aside and really slam the phone lines of every Republican, I mean every, well, Republican, Democrat, Independent, but every congressman and every senator's office to let them know that this is unacceptable, that we expect them for all the money they're getting, because they're getting paid right now, while you're worrying about your jobs and working three jobs for the one you lost, and they're still getting health care, and it's just business as usual there on the Beltway. And you know, this obstructionism and this delay and everything that they're doing is so inefficient. They're wasting our money. And if we don't say something about it, it's going to be business as usual. David French is with us right now. It's always good to have David, his perspective. He is a staff writer at the National Review, an attorney concentrating his practice in constitutional law and the law of armed conflict, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. David, we're seeing this rise of terrorist attacks. I mean, it's almost, the sense I have is because of what we're able to affect in the battlefield and the pressure we're putting on ISIS, it's almost like, you know, all hell's breaking loose because they know maybe their time is waning. What is your read on this?
Well, it's a couple things. I mean, I think that is part of it. I think that what they're trying to do is they're certainly under pressure in the Middle East and trying to lash out. But this is also what happens when terrorists have safe havens for years.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to plot and plan and inspire and execute terror attacks. So if you look at the trend overall since the rise of ISIS in 2014, you're seeing a big spike of attacks and plots in Europe. You're seeing a big spike of attacks and plots in the United States. And this is what happens when terrorists have safe havens. It's also what happens when there exists within the borders of a country a population that is susceptible to terrorist propaganda, that is vulnerable to terrorist infiltration. And that's what's happened on a pretty large scale in places like Belgium, France, and England and Germany. Thankfully, it's not happened at that same scale here in the United States.
But certainly the signs are there that it could be very likely, like you say, just even in terms of thought and consideration, the opening and the allowance of this kind of behavior. I mean, we just do not know politically, institutionally, how to really address these issues. I mean, you know, you want to maintain the principles of our Constitution and our values, and then you have an evil force that comes in that says they're flat out just saying, look, we want you out of here. We want Sharia law to replace the Constitution. And America just kind of shrugs. You know, it's like, oh, are you kidding? You know, and then we move on. But meanwhile, you know, to your point, all the experts and analysts and intelligence people, you know, consistently say that there's close to 1,000 open investigations in every state of the union regarding potential terrorists.
Well, there's no question we've had more investigations lately than we've had any time since the post 9/11 period. And it's because just like in that post 9/11 period, you have a terrorist enemy that has a large and has had a large safe haven. I mean, here's the thing. We do know what does work. The problem is we have not had the political will to do it for a while now. And what works is what Bush did right after 9/11. And right after 9/11, he said no more safe havens anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he went and he smashed Al-Qaeda's safe haven. And then he began to implement some pretty restrictive country-specific targeted immigration restrictions and enhanced immigration scrutiny. Mm-hmm. And what the Obama administration did is that it abandoned both of those approaches, and it allowed for more terrorist safe havens to exist, and it relaxed our own border controls. And the Europeans relaxed their border controls to an extreme degree and are now paying a price for that. They're paying the exact price for that we see.
And I think you're exactly right, David, when you talk about, political will, political courage to take a stand against these things, because the order of the day and the general conversation is very accepting. You know, somehow we have this idea. I go back, I remember in the Rodney King riots, I was here in Los Angeles at the time, and Rodney King came out and says, you know, why can't we all just get along? And I remember thinking that, and what came to mind is that good and evil can't coexist. That's why we can't all get along. But we do not, you know, we don't want to call evil for what it is because of, you know, call it the politically correct environment in which we live in right now, how the culture has been kind of twisted in some pretzel logic, but we do this at our expense.
Well, I'm reminded of a conversation I had with an Israeli official in a visit there a few years ago. And he said, people in America or people around the world say, why can't you just get along? He said, why can't you all just agree? And he said, our enemies agree they want to kill us. We don't agree to die.
That's right.
That's the battle with terrorists in a nutshell. There isn't compromise with these Islamic supremacists whose basic view is convert or die. Convert to their version of Islam or die. And that's a message they send in the Muslim world as well. I mean, that's why you see so many Muslims slaughtered by other Muslims in the Middle East, is they have this, they have their vision of what Islam is, and their vision says convert or die. And we don't agree to convert, and we don't agree to die. And
exactly.
So that's why the conflict exists.
We're just not playing their game. And, you know, the thing is, David, I keep hoping and praying that there's going to be some voice of reason that can break through the insanity. And I don't know who it's going to be, how it's going to take place, but something that's going to get people to really stop, because we're, you know, you and I are having a direct conversation on this. This is very reasonable, I think, very honest conversation about the issue of, you know, dealing with terror. And meanwhile, you've got this culture, as you say, that has been conditionalized to accept political correctness. That's their language. And now you're going to come back and say, you know what, you guys are knuckleheads. I mean, you know, somehow some voice has got to break through this to get people to realize that, you know, you're so open-minded that your brains have fallen out.
Well, and you know, it's not just open-mindedness. It's been captured by some really bad ideas. And, and one of the really bad ideas that some folks have been captured by is this sort of this notion of what you call cultural relativism or moral relativism, that, you know, look, all religions are the same, cultures are the same, we're kind of all the same people deep down inside. And therefore, there's a real reluctance to look at one particular culture and say, wow, these guys have real problems here. And instead, they look and say, well, what did we do to cause that?
Right.
And you saw that a lot in the Obama administration. They used a phrase that was a real tell to this mindset, and they called it legitimate grievances. And they would say that there are legitimate grievances against America in the Middle East. And their view was, if you could alter American behavior to remove those legitimate grievances, then you wouldn't have the cause for conflict.
Exactly.
But it's not that America does things perfectly. Of course we don't. We make mistakes all the time. But the root of this conflict is not a legitimate grievance. It's a supremacist ideology.
Well, we've risen it to become a supposed, you know, legitimate grievance. And this is straight out of the pulpit of Jeremiah Wright. And so why would it not follow that, you know, one of the disciples of Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama, would not follow that way? And this is what we've been living under. And whether or not we sat in front of Jeremiah Wright or not, you know, one of his disciples was very effective in, you know, turning the tide and opening the minds of Americans with that sort of way. And, of course, you can't refute it, because if you do, then you become some sort of racist, you know, because then that comes out. But, look, I think we're still trying to get over some of this stuff. But, you know, I keep hoping, like I say, and praying that reason will break through and we will start making the right decisions on behalf of the safety of Americans. David French, staff writer of the National Review. David, thank you so much. Great stuff here, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
With the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. It's James Hurston time. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Admitted to practice in the U.S. Supreme Court and has made several appearances there on various landmark decisions. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I can say this, you know, compared to all the celebs in Hollywood who have gone bonkers over the Paris Climate Accord, you know, I feel rather grounded comparatively.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah. Well, you're grounded for now, but according to these celebrities, the ground's going to turn into water under your feet because the seas will rise and the superstorms will come and we'll all be pushed away. Basically, the end of the world.
Yeah. And well, didn't they say that before?
The problem is, there's didn't a big say, problem yeah. with that, though, because that's exactly what was predicted by the so-called global warming people, you know, a little more than a decade ago. They said that if nothing was done, the world would be gone. And nothing was done, and it didn't turn out to be true.
Well, so we're talking, you know, basic little iotas of a difference in temperature, and there's, I mean, it's hard to really track this causal effect with all this hysteria that they're putting out there, you know, and you go, well, guy, you know, you've been beating me over the head for the last two decades with this stuff, and it's like, where's the truth? You know, what can I, you know, help me understand, but, you know, don't tell me a bunch of lies and then call me ignorant because I don't want to buy into your lies.
Well, the first thing is that the climate treaty is a horrible deal. Mm. And the guy who was considered the father of global warming read the agreement and said it was a horrible deal for the United States, for the American worker. Mm. And part of the reason it's a horrible deal is that countries, the biggest polluters in the world, China and India, for example, are essentially exempt from having to do anything until the year 2030. And the United States If we follow what's in the Paris Accord, there's a tremendous amount of job loss and basically problematic effects to our industry. And so, to what
not to mention, James, not to mention billions of dollars of handout money to these companies. I mean, countries.
Well, I mean it's redistribution of wealth, which is what's behind this whole thing. And what Trump did was a courageous thing in the face of this opposition, which is from every corner, all the international organizations, virtually all of the heads of state of the European nations, the entire mainstream media, of course, the Democrat Party, and the place I always tell you about, Hollywood, where... You know, all the celebrities weighed in on it because they're geopolitical scientists and geniuses. Mm-hmm. Leo DiCaprio said that our planet suffered. Alec Baldwin said the world is going to shun us. Michael Moore called what the president did a crime against humanity. Cher ranted about him being an insane dictator. Mm-hmm. Mark Ruffalo said it would be the death of nations. Mm-hmm. It's just in this apocalyptic talk, and it just goes on and on. And then there's Al Gore, who's worth several hundred million dollars, mm-hmm. who, not content with being an Oscar winner for his film full of lies, Inconvenient Truth, mm-hmm. it's called. Mm-hmm. He has a sequel coming out in a matter of weeks. And what an opportunity for him and the executives at Paramount to have a marketing and promotional and public relations coup before this film comes out. So Al Gore comes out pontificating and preaching against Trump and his terrible action and pulling us out of the Paris Accord. Oh, and by the way, I have a film coming out that mm-hmm. deals with the backstory of the Paris Climate Accord, right. And what a role. There was one key person who made the Paris Climate Accord work, and that person, according to the new sequel, which is called an Inconvenient Sequel, mm-hmm. is Al Gore.
Yeah.
Al Gore, savior of the world,
yes.
And also soon to be richer Al Gore. And so, you know, he was on several of the weekend shows, and every one of them promoted his movie. So this is a dream for them to get people to see a horribly boring movie and another one that's full of lies.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, James, and you and I discussed this before, is that why do they give him place? I mean, if you know, you get some religious figure comes out and says Jesus is going to come tomorrow, and Jesus doesn't show up. They don't give him place. I mean, he's a joke. He's just a footnote, if that anymore. And here you've got Al Gore, who made all these predictions, and of course now, you know, the justification. Chris Wallace played into this beautifully yesterday in the interview that he had with him, or over the weekend. He played into it. He goes, well, you know, here's all these things that they have been doing. You know, these other countries, and so that left the door open for Al Gore to say, well, that's why, you know, that's why the world, the planet was basically saved, because, you know, China did make some moves, and India did do some things, and there have been some adjustments, and I think Atlanta has decided to go 100% green now or something. So all these, you know, these little minor things here are having an impact, and this is why, you know, our nation was saved, that we're not underwater. Water, you know, our world.
Your point is well taken. If a conservative had made the predictions that Al Gore made over a decade ago, and they all turned out to be false, that conservative would never be seen on a television show again. Mm-hmm. If a religious person had done that, they would sure. never be seen or heard from again. But Al Gore has been anointed by the left as the high priest of environmentalism. He's a cult leader.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're always going to have him on, even on Fox, who had him on over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he's got his gravitas as a former vice president. But those of us who remember him remember him saying there's no controlling legal authority when it came to him receiving checks from Buddhist nuns from China, and that somehow that was legit when he had a huge amount of money coming in that was illegal, mm-hmm. but allegedly given by these Buddhist nuns, which nobody bought, but he said there was no, his response was, there's no controlling legal authority to say that what I did was wrong. And of course, that was a lie.
Yeah. So, and of course, this is the same guy, he's the same guy that told us he invented the internet, right?
Of course. And sure. he's the one who has been cited over and over again, just like Leo DiCaprio, that frequent flyer of private jets. Mm-hmm. Al Gore has sprawling mansions and a huge carbon footprint, drives SUVs. A consummate hypocrite. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he has no standing to be preaching to ordinary working people. All he wants to do is take away jobs, reduce the American standard of living, and raise the standard of living in the third world. That's what this is about. And it's not about science, because they never come up with science.
Yes.
They come up with scientific consensus. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Anybody that ever studied the scientific method knows scientific consensus is not science. Otherwise, the Earth would be flat. The theory of relativity would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything dealing with quantum mechanics would not be true, because the scientific consensus at the time was those things were false.
Exactly.
Scientific consensus does not equal science, and yet that is always the justification the left uses mm-hmm. for the so-called global warming science, which now is climate change, because the global warming model doesn't seem to work and square up with the world. So they had to change it.
James, where are the scientists today? I mean, their profession, their discipline has been totally hijacked. I mean, how can they allow, you know, their discipline, their profession to be hijacked and misrepresented like this? I mean, do they have no backbone to stand against, you know, stand up against this kind of insanity?
Well, there's plenty of them that do, but when they do, they're severely punished. There's a professor at it's either Harvard or Stanford who's taken a stand against global warming. There's a number of them. Obviously the popularity is in embracing climate change caused by human beings. Mm-hmm. You get invited to the right parties, you're not treated as a pariah, and the money's been there.
Exactly. You get the grants, you get those government grants. The people's money, we're paying for this kind of junk science. Is that incredible?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, there was a story that surfaced that tax money was being spent on a musical about climate change. That actually, so it's just, it's astounding.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like something out of Mel Brooks, something that Mel Brooks would be doing, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
Like from the producers, right? You know, something like that. Well, James, we gotta leave it there and put a wrap on it. Hollywood's hysteria over the Paris Climate Accord. The one and only James Hurston with us as always. James, thank you so much.
That's a wrap.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's a no-brainer.